Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about milk with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. This book is called Oliver's Milkshake by Vivian French. Mom woke Oliver at 8 o'clock. "Time to get up," she said. "Remember, you're going out for the day with Aunt Jen and Lily." "Do I have to?" asked Oliver. "Yes," said Mom. "I'm going shopping." "Oh," said Oliver. "Maybe I don't mind going with Aunt Jen." Aunt Jen bustled in just after 9:30. "My goodness, Oliver," she said. "Orange soda for breakfast. Milk is much better for your teeth and bones." Lily made a face. "I don't," began Oliver. "You don't like milk," Aunt Jen wagged a finger at him. "Just like my Lily. What you need is one of my yummy milkshakes." The clock on the town hall struck 10 as Aunt Jen, Lily, and Oliver drove past. "Where are we going?" asked Oliver. "Shopping," said Aunt Jen. Lily sighed loudly. Oliver looked horrified.
"But Mom said we were going out for the day."
"We are," said Aunt Jen, beaming. "We're going out shopping for a yummy, scrummy milkshake." Oliver was surprised when Aunt Jen parked the car. "Out you hop," she said cheerfully.
"But there aren't any stores here," said Oliver. "Only fields."
Aunt Jen nodded. "That's right. We're going to a farm. We're going to buy fresh milk from real cows and fresh fruit. Then we'll go home again, and what'll we do then?" Oliver looked hopeful. "Watch a video."
"No," said Aunt Jen. "We'll make a yummy, scrummy, fruity milkshake."
"Oh," said Oliver. Aunt Jen led the way down a path. "Look, Oliver," said Lily. "Sheep." Oliver climbed onto the fence and a big, woolly sheep looked up. "Baa," it said loudly. "Baa." Lily giggled. "It's asking if you want a scritchy, scratchy, puffy, fluffy, woolly sweater."
"No, thank you," Oliver said. "Tell it I'm going to have a yummy, scrummy, fruity, frothy milkshake."
Lots of hens were strutting and scratching in the yard.
"Cluck,"
they said.
"Cluck, cluck, cluck."
"Do you put eggs in milkshakes?" Oliver asked.
"My goodness, no," said Aunt Jen. "Oh," said Oliver. "I just wondered."
"No yokey jokey eggs," said Lily. "Not in our yummy, scrummy, fruity, frothy, icy milkshake."
Oink, oink.
Oliver jumped. "What's that?" Aunt Jen laughed loudly. "Pigs, Oliver, over there." Oliver and Lily ran across the farmyard to the pig pen.
"Wow," said Oliver. "She's huge."
Lily was counting. 8, 9, 10 piglets. "And they're drinking their milk like good little piglets," said Aunt Jen. Oliver and Lily looked at each other. "But they're not drinking yummy, scrummy, fruity, frothy, icy, nicey milkshakes." Lily got tired of watching the piglets. She peeked in the shed.
"Goats," she said.
Oliver came over to see what she was looking at. So did Aunt Jen. "Goat's milk is delicious," Aunt Jen told Oliver.
"Yuck,"
said Lily. "I hate goat's milk."
"Nonsense, Lily," Aunt Jen frowned. "You've never even tried it."
Oliver saw the cows first. They were big, much bigger than Oliver.
"There," said Aunt Jen. "Aren't they wonderful? You stay here and look at them, and I'll go and buy our special creamy milk."
Oliver felt a little anxious.
"Can I come with you?" he asked.
"I'm coming too," said Lily. At the farm stand, Aunt Jen bought a big carton of fresh milk. "Oliver, dear, what's your favorite fruit?" she asked. "Blueberries?" Oliver said. "Then we'll buy blueberries for our milkshake," said Aunt Jen. Lily nodded. "Our yummy, scrummy, fruity, frothy, icy, nicey." What was the next part, Oliver? Oliver beamed. "Tip-top tasty." And then they got home. "Mom!" Oliver rushed into the kitchen. "We're back! And Aunt Jen is going to make a yummy, scrummy, fruity, frothy, icy, nicey, tip-top, tasty, dreamy, creamy milkshake." "I certainly am," said Aunt Jen. "This young man needs his milk." She pulled out Mom's blender and poured in the milk and berries. Then she chopped up a banana and dropped that in along with a little ice. Whirr! Mom's blender whizzed and whirred. "There," said Aunt Jen, "you'll just love this." "Mmm," said Oliver, sucking on his straw. "This is scrumptious." Oliver finished his milkshake with a loud slurp. "Mom," he said, "can I have one of these tonight instead of my usual milk?" Aunt Jen stared at him. "But Oliver," she said, "you don't like milk." "Yes, I do," Oliver said indignantly. "I only had orange soda for breakfast today because I put too much milk on my cornflakes and there wasn't any left." The end. This is a short book called Who Spilled the Milk? You can't see them, but the pictures are by Martha Gradisher. Who spilled the milk? I don't know who spilled it. I don't know if my sister spilled it. I don't know if my cat spilled it. I don't know if a monster spilled it. And I don't know if a robber spilled it. All I know is it's messy. Very messy. And I know I don't want to clean up the mess. I don't want to clean it up because I did not spill the milk. I was in my room reading. I was reading and eating cookies. I know I was not thirsty. The cookies did not make me thirsty. Besides, even if I were thirsty, I'm lazy. Too lazy to get a drink. Who spilled the milk? Not me. The end. So how about a couple of jokes about milk now? What did the farmer call a cow that had no milk? An utter failure. What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk. What do you get when you cross a cow with a duck? Milk and quackers. Why did the farmer shake the cow up and down? He wanted a milkshake. What side of the cow has the most spots? The outside. And why do cows have spots? Because they would look silly with stripes. Why did the cheese go to the barbecue? To get grilled. What does a cow say when he's amazed? Holy cow! What do you call a cow that won't give milk? A milk dud. Why did the cow cross the road? Because the chicken was on a coffee break. Now, did you know that January 11th, which is this coming Wednesday, is Milk Day? It's a weird holiday, right? Well, it's special because January 11th was the first day that milk was delivered in glass bottles. Let me explain a little more. Today, when you need milk, you buy it in a grocery store, and it comes in either a cardboard carton or a plastic jug, right? Well, buying milk that way only started about 70 years ago. Before, milk came in metal cans, which wasn't very healthy. So then, they used glass because it kept the milk fresh and tasty. This was before refrigerators, after all, and it had to be drunk pretty quickly. And then, after the refrigerator started being used, we started selling milk in cardboard cartons and plastic jugs. Did you know that milk is more than 3/4 water, it's mostly water. The rest of it is made of vitamins, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats that are all very good for you. In fact, it is the only drink in the world that naturally gives you so many good things. Did you know that one cow can make 90 glasses of milk a day? That adds up to 200,000 glasses in their whole life. Did you know that some people are allergic to milk and other foods that are made of milk? Those people are called lactose intolerant. To get those healthy vitamins that they're missing, they sometimes drink milk made from plants. There is soy milk, which comes from soybeans, and almond milk, which comes from almond nuts, and even rice milk, which comes from rice. Also, did you know that milk is made by any animal that is a mammal? That means an animal that is warm-blooded, grows its babies in its body instead of in eggs, and has hair. That could be a pig, or a fox, or a rabbit. And humans drink some of the milk that those animals make. Like, sometimes we drink goat milk, or even camel milk. Those people who are allergic to cow's milk, they can drink camel milk. Now, talking about food made from milk, can you think of any? I'll give you a hint for one. It goes well with popcorn. That's right, butter. Butter is made from milk. In fact, it takes 21 pounds of milk just to make 1 pound of butter. That is a lot. Can you think of any other food? What about a dairy product that tastes good with crackers or grilled in a sandwich? Yep, cheese. Cheese is made from milk. It takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. And there are all kinds of cheeses, too. A lot of them are made from cow's milk, but some are made from other milk, like feta cheese is made from goat's milk. How about another one? One that tastes yummy on a cone, particularly when it's hot outside? Correct. Ice cream. Ice cream is made from milk. 1 pound of it is made from about 12 pounds of milk. Can you think of anything else? I can think of sour cream, cream cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese. That's all I can come up with right now, but I'm sure there are more. Milk certainly goes into a lot of foods, huh? Now that we've gotten you all hungry, why don't we dance to some songs and build up a real appetite?
I can sing
better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance,
I can dance faster.
Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat
more
when it's not fresh
from the local store.
There's a little town in Labrador where
she sells seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker. Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowning snicker.
And on the guitar, he could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good flat picker.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. shark.
Do, 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 do.
Mama shark.
Ah.
Daddy shark.
Do, 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 do.
Daddy shark.
Do, 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 do.
Daddy shark.
Do, 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 do.
Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. I'll stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks. Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack! Gotcha!
You're a speedy centipede! Speedy centipede! You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede, you got 100 happy feet walking away.
Woo-hoo.
Under palm trees, hiding away, silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go! Wop, wop, wop. Bop, bada, bop, 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 bada. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bada, bop, 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 bada. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bada, bop, 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 bada.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe round the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna
jump. fall down.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about milk, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!